Blog Talk Radio.
To EUWA today, I am Dr. Mr. Hollywood Tony P, President of the United States, longest reigning United World Champion in history, and of course the CEO of the United Wrestling Alliance. We got a lot of stuff going on this week, but just let me double surely you and let you know. The rumors are not true. We are not business partners with SCCW. We are sponsors. We are supportive of our wrestling friends. We are supportive of every league in Colorado that is run by worthy people. There are some leagues in Colorado who are run by backstabbers, but those people and those leagues do their own things. And yes, they have a tendency to continually talk about people behind their back, but whatever. Point is for those of you concerned with what's going on, no, the United Wrestling Alliance is not business partners with SCW. First of all, the laptop is not having it. I'm not having it. We'll work with them. We'll help them out a little. They'll advertise us. We'll advertise them. We'll sponsor them. Hey, guess what? You know, way back in the day, I sponsored Lucha Libre and Laughs. Did you know that? Brian Laughs sponsored for I don't know how long. That was the We Are Wrestling, when we were doing the WeAreWrestling.net. And, of course, the IWC in its glory. We sponsored the Lucha Libre and Laughs. And, of course, that's how it all began. And then he let me do the intermission, give out T-shirts, and then become the great individual I am. Of course, he forgot about me, but that's okay. I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll give you 9 reasons why I don't like him, but you can infer that for yourself. And other news, tonight we're going to find out who is going to face Sid the Last Don in the graveyard at Armageddon. Now, the battle at Armageddon is just beginning, but this is the graveyard of Armageddon. And it's amazing that the first ever Armageddon Championship match is going to be placed and take place in a hallowed place such as the graveyard. Now, a couple different things, for you people who didn't know. There's a little couple rules to the new Armageddon Championship. You see, nobody is worthy to challenge me for my United World Championship. I am the United World Champion. I've offered thousands of dollars to people, and they just cower in fear because they're afraid of me. They won't step in the ring with me because they know that not only am I taller, 5'12 if I'm not an inch, not only am I in better shape, a physical specimen, but I can take a beating and I can give a beating. And my beatings are very beatingly, where I take my fist and I beat them into your face repeatedly. Beatingly, your face repeatedly. That's me, Mr. Hollywood. Not just Hollywood Tony P anymore. Mr. Hollywood, you got to show me respect. Also, this is so spectacular, right? Everybody's signing everybody else, and we've got another new signing coming. This one, you're going to find out next week. This one, this is a big get. Now, I'm not going to give too much away about this. We've been discussing it with management and everything like that and the board of directors. We feel that this person that we're bringing in is just spectacular for our league. And he has been, I gave it away. It's a boy, it's a male boy, guy. It's not a girl yet. Cause we have a women's champion who is, she's undefeated as well. And somebody should try to take the title from her because, you know, hey, we could be the longest reigning dual champions in history. That's fine. But a signing, a new signing, a spectacular new signing, and one of the greatest young indie stars that I've ever seen. And I'm not talking about L.A., you know, the person I'm talking. I'm not talking about him. Should have never went heel, bro. That's your mistake. No. But so we've got a big blockbuster signing coming, but that's not even the big news. The big news of the night today. The big news of today. What is the big news of the day? Well, we have an Armageddon Championship match that's going to take place in a graveyard. It's going to take place in the daytime, not the nighttime. It's going to be cinematically filmed. We will have the match in the graveyard. It's going to be filmed. We're going to get some good promos, good whatever. And you're going to stay tuned to our Facebook page, the United Wrestling Alliance. Just go to Facebook and type in United Wrestling Alliance or Wrestle UWA. That's our name. And it will go live, most likely. Just depends on when I decide to get it edited, because that's what I do as well. Did you know? I'm an award-winning filmmaker, award-winning editor, trained theatrically in everything. And here I am now having to entertain the masses and give the people in Colorado and around the world entertaining wrestling stories rather than the same old mundane. And you know what? You all believe or maybe not believe. You think it's a work. Maybe it's not a work. Am I happy? Am I sad? Do I hate Gribble? Do I not hate Gribble? Do I hate Sizzle? Do I not hate Sizzle? Well, you're never going to know. And you never should know. Especially not here at the United Wrestling Alliance. And we've got so many things planned. Thunder Brawl. Finally, Thunder Brawl 24 is going to happen. Finally, I'm going to put my title on the line. And finally, yeah, it's going to have to get put four people. Whatever, man. Come at me. Thunder Brawl. That's later. It's for my title. And that match is spectacular. Five people in the match. Psh, a new weapon every time somebody's eliminated. Last man standing is champion. Got to face me, though. At the end, the top, I'm Donkey Kong, baby. I'm holding up those barrels. You want to come up and get me? That's your business. That's what you need to do. UWA today is about to change everything. But first, we're going to change our name. UWA today makes me think that UWA is happening today, and it's happening every day, not just today. Yesterday, tomorrow, wherever. And so, going forward, wherever UWA lands, it will be this week in the UWA. That's right. The big news, one of the big news, ladies and gentlemen, is we are changing our name of this show to This Week in the UWA. And who knows if we're going to stay on this station. The World Generation Podcast Network has been so great to us. They've been spectacular to the whole United Wrestling Alliance, and we thank them. But the rumor is that they may be closing their doors for good. We may have to get a telethon. Last time we had a telethon, I got kidnapped, and it ended with murder and gas and bombings and a whole bunch of riots. And when they stormed the studios, it was ridiculous. But listen, you know, the IWC died that day. Because the tear gas is just far too much, you know, I mean, and we couldn't save it. We couldn't save the TGTS Radio Network. We couldn't save the IWC. The IWC did come back a little bit after with Bud's Back Room as our friends, but that again devolved into. And so with the IWC behind us, we now look towards the future of the United Wrestling Alliance and This Week in the UWA. And it's funny because my co-host is not here, usually would show up, Minister of Sinister, who is in the IWC. We just signed him. Of course, we signed Daytonia! T-Rock Plutonium, baby. We signed him to the United Wrestling Alliance. We signed Plex. We signed Fonzie. My God. We've signed Sid. You know, the United Wrestling Alliance is not only filled with the best talent in the world, it's filled with the spectacularly awesome-looking talent. A lot of these guys have physiques that you'll never see in real life in front of you unless you come to one of our shows, and you'll see what Thunderball is all about when that happens. Eventually, we're working on it, don't worry. But the big news today, Armageddon Championship match confirmed for the Graveyard. Confirmed for early March. Confirmed you will see it, and it will air on Facebook, live on tape. And you will see exactly what the UWA is getting at, right? You will see exactly what the United Wrestling Alliance is working on, what the United Wrestling Alliance is going to become, and, of course, what the United Wrestling Alliance is going to change. Not change, do well, not do well, ne'er do well. Well, it's all up to you, do well, and I appreciate you nonetheless. And so that's the story. Now, who is going to face the last Don Sid in the Graveyard? Who do we have to face Sid Luciano in the Graveyard at the Battle of Armageddon? Well, I think we're going to tell you right after we take this short break, and when we come back, we will definitely give you the answer and give everybody the answer of who is going to be facing the two competitors who are going to be in the Armageddon Championship match, the first ever Armageddon Championship match. How you doing? The first ever Armageddon Championship match. It's either going to be Sid Luciano versus who? We're going to find out, but we'll be back right after this, right here on UWA Today, soon to be this week in the United Wrestling Alliance, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this. Oh, no.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You want to see something really scary?
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amont, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Billy Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie. That's Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news.
Tired of paying those high department store prices, long lines at the check stand, items you want out of stock? Well, now it's your chance to get everything you want from the comfort of your own home by watching the Home Shoplifting Network. If you want quality stereos, CDs, fine jewelry, and colognes, the Home Shoplifting Network is for you. Check newspapers for local listings. Must be 18 or face juvenile hall. Sorry, no rain check.
Friendly Fire Cigar. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Hollywood is big, swinging with his big thinging out there for the world to see. And let me tell you right now, we got some news right now that's going to blow the minds off of every single one of you. So we're going to get right to it now. You've been waiting. You've been patient. And we're going to end the show right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to our good friend, the anonymous UWA general manager, who we announced last week. And of course, he signed Plex. Who's the next signing? Well, we don't know, but who is going to join the Armageddon title match? He sent this to me today. So let's hear what he has to say. Anonymous, who?
Hi, the anonymous UWA general manager. Have decided to give the people exactly what they want, and therefore in March it will be Sid Luciano versus Fonzie LaFleur in the graveyard at Armageddon. If you have any issue with this, please feel free to eat my asterisk. I have spoken and am the best general manager who has ever managed, generally. Long live the UWA. We shall crush you all and swim in your salty tears. Except, of course, I won't swim, because I am a computer.
Oh, look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Fonzie LaFleur. Mother-loving Fonzie LaFleur is going to join Sid Luciano, the last Don, in the graveyard. In the graveyard, an actual, real graveyard. And the match will take place in the graveyard, around the graveyard, in the grounds of the yard. You're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to want to see it. You're going to want to see it live. You're going to want to see it on Facebook, and we're going to give it to you for free. That's right. This one's for free. But everything else you got to pay for. Ha, 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 ha. But anyway, I got to go. I just wanted to end here. I know we're waiting on anybody to call in, but really, honestly, we're going to have to go here in a second. So I don't know if I can take the call. But the point, I just wanted a couple things. Number one, I don't know why, man, I thought somebody I was being nice to, I was being a friend to, I was praying for, and they talk shit about me behind my back, man. I don't give a fuck what you think of me. Mind your business to get my name out your mouth. Mind your fucking, you know, people in the wrestling industry in Colorado just think it's, you know, if somebody signs somebody, their job to call the person and say, you should work over here, you should talk about this, but you should work over. It's about fucking business. It's none of your business. You know what I've never done? I've never called anybody and said, hey, little pistols shouldn't be working for you. Hey, Schmo McDoodoo is a fucking pudgy little prick. He shouldn't work for you either. No, I don't. I don't fucking go places and say, hey, I'm a little bitch. I'll talk behind your back. Look at my lactating nipples. I'm a little bitch. Oh, the fucking, I can't say it to your face. I'll say it right to your back. Look at my nipples lactating. I'm telling you. And we're getting a call on the line. Calling you live on UWA Today, soon to be This Week in the United Wrestling Alliance. Who the fuck is this?
Speaking of lactating nipples, let me tell you something. I knew for a fact, hashtag sizzle said it, that the anonymous general manager would come to his, I guess, semi-senses, whatever the hell they call it. Bottom line is, the people have spoken, and the Sizzle's new client, the soon-to-be unified, undisputed Armageddon champion of the world, nigh forever champion of United Wrestling Federation, the one, the only, Fonzie Mother-Loving LaFleur! That's right! And I'll tell you what, Tony, it's about damn time that that loser of a freaking database, whatever you want to call it, came around.
Hey, listen, do that again. Announce Fonzie again. Do it.
For the few of us in attendance and the millions listening live around the world, ladies and gentlemen, come March, the Armageddon champion will be now and the forever champion of the world, Fonzie Mother Lovin' LaFleur!
I'm
That's
pretty
right,
sure
Hollywood.
Sid
That's
has
right, Hollywood.
To say
the people
about
have
that.
Spoken.
Let me tell you something, Sizzle. The United Wrestling Alliance. We are not a federation. You keep fucking it up.
Well, you had your chance to be a federation, but that's okay because you know what? The unholy alliance, if you will, of the Sizzle, the Hollywood, and South Central connection are coming to take over the world, and it doesn't matter if it's a federation, if it's an association, if it's a democracy. Bottom line is, the alliance is happening, and the people have no way of stopping it. But I'll tell you what, man. Tony, hey, man, I'll tell you what. I know who you are. I know the man you are. And I got to tell you, man, there will be no mercy. There will be no sacrificial lamb overlooking come Armageddon, because your little pretty boy Sid, whatever the hell his name is, bottom line is, compared to my new and reigning forever champion Fonzie Mother Lovin' LaFleur, Luciano's nothing. He's not a boss. He's not a don. He's not even a dish soap.
He's not even a dish soap. Spoken from
That's right.
The mouth of Sizzle, it's going to be a spectacular match in a graveyard. It's going to be, you're never going to see anything like it. Only place you could see it is the United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook. It might be simulcast with Steel City, or at least shared on Sizzle's page. So like everybody, go to Facebook,
I'll tell you
like
what, yep.
United Wrestling Alliance.
I see
like
network
Steel
television.
City Championship
say it right.
Wrestling.
Say it right. You sound like that freaking blabbering idiot of a computer that you got going on there as general manager. Get it right. First of all, ICH Network Television, in cooperation with your Facebook, YouTube, all your favorite social media sites. I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be phenomenal. And it's a good damn thing that it's in a graveyard, because Fonzie Mother Lovin' LaFleur is the wild man, man. He has no respect. Best for Sid Luciano, and he's going to leave him 6 feet deep in March in the graveyard. Why in the world would Sid Luciano agree to go against anybody at all?
Well, it's
especially
for the Armageddon Championship.
It's
the newest title. It's Armageddon Championship. It has some rules. It's an interesting title. In the graveyard, a ghoul, a zombie,
some zombie
could come up from the ground. Some zombie could rise from the dead and attack one of them, and he might be champion. That's the rule.
I'll tell you what, Dominus Muscae, you know what I mean? If anybody's going to conjure up the devils, or going to conjure up the spirits, or going to conjure up any kind of apparition whatsoever, I'll tell you what, the shadow, which is Dominus Muscae, may show up at the aid of Fonzie Mother Love and LaFleur. Let me tell you something. That loser, the wettest Mex Plex, whatever the hell his name is anymore. You know what? How dare he stab the sizzle on the back, first of all, for a stupid computer. I don't care what kind of check that computer wrote. I don't care how much digits it's stuck into his account. The sizzle doesn't care, man. Bottom line is, I found myself a new champion, a real champion, a mother-loving champion. And I'll tell you what, your mother loves him. He's your mother's favorite wrestler. The one, the only, Fonzie Mother Loving LaFleur. And like I say, the millions and the millions that are going to watch it live are going to lose their freaking minds when Fonzie LaFleur flies 30 feet into the air and comes crushing down with the might of Beelzebub himself onto the head of your sweaty Italiano, that dirty limp noodle Sid Luciano. And I'll tell you what, Tony P, there's not a damn thing you or anybody else can do about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, right from the mouth of our good friend and the ring announcer for the United Wrestling Alliance, ladies and gentlemen, Sizzle! Representing Fonzie LaFleur. Sid Luciano being represented by, he was signed by Gribble, but Pork Chop. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention his name. Never again.
Yeah, Pork Chop.
Pork Chop
on his beak.
I had to fire him. He couldn't handle it. And it's okay. We wish Pork
it's
Chop
okay.
Well.
Pork is used to being fired.
Yeah, I wish him well done and a nice applesauce with the pork chop. You have applesauce,
ooh,
you eat your pork
yeah,
chop with the
delicious.
It's delicious. You got to cook it up, though. See, you got to fire it. You got to roast it up a little. You got to fire your competition. And let me tell you one last thing before we're going to go, and we're going to go right now. We got 2 minutes. Let me tell you. You think I'm fired up? You think I was fired up? I'm fired up now because I was trying to be nice. I was trying to play nice. I was trying to play like I'm a friend to all, but let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've been stabbed in the back for the last time. If y'all want me to crush you, if y'all want us to win, we will. I will succeed. I will succeed more than you, anybody else. Hey, no, not Sizzle, because Sizzle's coming along with the ride. Everybody's coming along. You want to come along, you're welcome. But you know what? If you get in my way, I will run you over. I will run you down. The train is coming, barreling down the track, and you best get out the way before you find yourself, bam, with this gun, bam, with this gun. No little pistols, just these ones right here. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's
I
right.
am.
Hollywood Tony P is the one ring to rule them all. And I'll tell you what, Tony, speaking of Lord of the Rings,
I know it was you, Frodo. I know it was you, Frodo.
Bilbo Baggins. Oh, yes. Well, it's time for Bilbo to end.
And it's time for me to end. I am Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I am the president. I am the United World Champion, longest United World Champion. Thank you, Sizzle. Thank you, everybody out there. Tune in next week at This Week in the United Wrestling Alliance. And we'll see you next time right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network. number 5 is alive.